You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
You're listening to NITV Radio and I am Sharka Pekhwa. I'm talking to Corey Tutt, a proud Kamilaroi man who's an Indigenous mentor and STEM champion. Corey is the founder of Deadly Science, an initiative that provides science books and early reading material to remote schools in Australia. Corey Tutt is the 2020 New South Wales Young Australian of the Year, and he's joining us on NITV Radio today. Hello, Corey.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm well. Obviously, it's a bit scary at the moment with all the COVID stuff happening at the moment, but I'm enjoying a great break.
So you are the 2020 Young Australian of the Year. How was this year for you?
Oh, look, for everyone, I mean, this year was challenging, but, through those challenges and through those, those sort of dark days during the lockdown and stuff, there was always some really, beautiful moments. And I think, through the work that I do with Deadly Science, we found new ways to get connected, during the lockdown. And, it didn't get any less busier for me, but we had to find other avenues, to do our work. And, I'm really proud of the community and the Deadly Science community of all we've achieved in 2020. And, despite a challenging year, it's going to be something that we look forward to next year because, we were able to do a lot, which is great.
Mm-hmm. You're providing resources such as books and learning materials to remote schools. So how did the work change this year?
Well, the interesting thing is that we started doing Skype sessions and we started doing mentoring sessions and, we started getting, more connected because we realized because of COVID, everyone, sort of becoming disconnected and, we had to find ways to connect with our deadly scientists and we utilized things like Zoom and Skype. Before that we've tried to, increase the resources that we're doing and more resources that, engage, students in all forms of science. So, a lot of chemistry sets, a lot of practical stuff. So we kind of changed our game plan a bit away from books, but we tried to get more practical stuff out there.
When you say out there, where exactly are your schools?
So we work with 115 communities all the way up from, all the way from the One Arm Point in Western Australia, all the way to the Torres Strait Islands, up to Baddow Island and Thursday Island. And all the way down south to Victoria and even a school in Tasmania. So we've got schools all over Australia that we support. And we support with educational resources, but it was just equally as important this year that we didn't just supply the resources, but we also supplied the mentoring. A lot of these kids weren't able to leave community because of COVID and everything is kind of locked down and that, that creates, issues in itself. So for me, it was about staying connected and increasing that connection as well. So letting our young people know that they're not alone in this time.
Yeah, that's so important. How does this mentoring work?
So maybe it's mainly virtually and doing animal talks and science talks and, talking about questions and, encouraging kids to ask questions. And I think, in a way, kids are the best scientists because they're always asking questions and there's nothing more empowering than being able to ask questions and being valued and getting a great answer.
And so do you call with students one-on-one or is it more like the whole classroom?
It's more classroom-based. So we do a lot of classroom-based mentoring and that, that's really fun because it encourages kids to, to be brave and ask questions in front of their colleagues. And, it's really interesting is that as soon as lockdown eased and we were able to go into schools again, the first thing I did was, I bring my, award into a school in La Perouse and I shared it with the mob and, we got face to face and, we were so used to doing Skype sessions that the kids were so shocked that I was there in person.
Yeah, I would imagine that it must feel so nice for them to see.
It is so nice.
Yeah, and for you too.
And it's still incredible, still to this day. I love, you know, sharing stories and listening to people and growing. And I just think it's a really amazing thing. This deadly science keeps us all connected, and you can never have a bad day when you do deadly science, because you know that you're somewhere in the world that you're making someone else's day, and that's really empowering.
For sure. Let's talk about numbers. How many books and resources were you able to get to school?
So there was a bit of a rush on because of COVID, and we sent 15,000 books off to remote communities, and we sent probably a few hundred telescopes as well, and we sent a lot of microscopes. And this was the first time in this school's history that they actually had a microscope in their classroom. And, you know, that in itself creates just a world of wonder. To be able to look at stuff under a microscope is really cool, and that's the kind of stuff that sparks the brain. You know, I call those kind of resources brain sparkers, because they always develop questions. And I think that if you are able to keep asking questions, one, you're going to get smarter, because you're going to keep asking all the questions and finding out all the answers, and find a love of learning. But you also get to, you know, be a scientist, and that's really, you know, really great.
For sure. I remember when I was a kid and we saw the microscope for the first time, it just blows your mind.
Yeah, and for a lot of these kids, their parents, their grandparents, their older brothers and sisters, cousins, they've never had the opportunity to look for a microscope, and to make that possible for them is a really beautiful thing. And it's something that, you know, I get a lot of enjoyment out of every day, knowing that because of the actions of deadly science, these resources are getting out there, and that's really important. And hopefully we can increase it in 2021 and really make a difference.
So 2021 is nearly here. What are your plans for this year?
Well, we're launching a new website, which is going to be a Skype, Zoom a scientist sort of website with video conferencing. So we're going to have eBay for scientists. So schools will be able to select scientists and educators and actually get access to these resources that previously wouldn't be accessible to those in remote communities. And, you know, the plan is to send more resources out there. You know, our mob were the first scientists. We were the first people to employ science in everyday life. And I really want to encourage the next generation to love STEM and love science. And, you know, however we do that, it's by resources, it's by empowering young people just to challenge the norm and, you know, ask the questions. There's no such thing as a silly question. I think kids that ask questions are the best kids, because they always love to learn. And the more we do that, the better we'll be.
Well, all the best with that. And yeah, we will be in touch, seeing what's happening there.
Thank you so much. And thanks for having me. And thanks, Mob, for a great 2020. I know it wasn't the best for everyone. And thank you for supporting Deadly Science and getting behind us and being part of this, because, you know, we're stronger together, and the fact that we're doing this all together is just a really great thing. And I hope that everyone out there stays nice and safe, and you know, hopefully we can get past this COVID stuff and enjoy a really successful 2021 and empower more people, and it'll be really great. Thank you.
That was Corey Tutt, Camilla Rayman, an Indigenous mentor and STEM champion, founder of Deadly Science. Thank you, Corey.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.